WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Governor Murphy is proposing an unspecified increase in the business tax, along with a modest hike in income taxes on people making more than $1 million and a two-year phased-in hike to the sales tax. Murphy laid out the proposal in a letter to the Democrat-led legislature just days ahead of the Saturday budget deadline. Murphy has said he cannot sign that $36.5 billion budget legislators sent him last week because it does not have enough revenue. An arrest warrant's been issued for the man piloting a single-engine plane that illegally landed on a Coast Guard beach in Cape May. 50-year-old Jimmy Dallin Jr. is a mechanic for Paramount Air Services, the banner company that owns the Piper PA-12. The company's president, who happens to be Dallin's stepmother, says he stole the plane Sunday night, but she's not sure why. Dallin, who is a student pilot, fled the scene and remains at large. The Trump administration is praising today's Supreme Court decision upholding the president's travel ban. The executive order mostly targets Muslim countries in addition to North Korea and Venezuela. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
We're very pleased with the outcome today and hope that this goes some way toward ending the practice of these broad nationwide injunctions, which in my view gravely threaten the rule of law.
Meantime, Hawaii's attorney general says the ruling calls for vigilance against Trump's discriminatory policies and continues to believe Trump's travel ban is unconstitutional. This portion of the news is made possible by Rinnai Tankless Water Heaters. Meet the all-new Rinnai Sensei Tankless Water Heater, offering an endless supply of hot water, significant energy savings, and Wi-Fi monitoring. Visit tanklessismore.com to see why tankless is more. A dead body was found at the Jersey home of New York Giants star Janoris Jenkins. Authorities say Janoris Jenkins was out of state when the body was discovered by a worker in the basement of his Fairlawn home early this morning. It's not clear if police have a suspect or a motive or even an explanation. Of the 40-plus states that allow delivery of wine straight to consumers, just two states, including New Jersey, have a cap on the size of wineries that are allowed to do so. Dennis Cake Bread with Cake Bread Sellers in Napa Valley says the cap penalizes longevity and success.
If Pennsylvania can do it, why can't New Jersey? If New York can do it, why not New Jersey?
He's in support of bills in the Jersey legislature that would eliminate the state's cap.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.